Well, as we broadcast here from Lakemba Mosque, with me is Mohammed Zawad. Now, Mohammed, we're inside, and mosques around the world will have key architectural facilities, won't they?
Absolutely. Just like the one in Lakemba, which we're at today, the four main features are, number one, the dome, which you'll see, and we can describe that a little bit later, the mihrab slash mimbar, which is the pulpit in English, the minaret, and finally, the ablution, which is the area we wash ourselves just before we pray.
Now, we're going to be doing a big tour of all those areas in detail, but this mosque itself, for how long has Lakemba Mosque been here?
For 34 years, since 1977.
And why did this particular site become home to Lakemba Mosque?
Well, Muslims in general were quite scattered before the 70s, but once they started in the late 70s to populate around Western Sydney and specifically around the Bankstown, Lakemba, Punchbowl area, it was only natural to have a mosque built in the central location of Muslims.
And nowadays it's what we would call a broad church. Many people come from many areas and many nationalities to worship here.
Absolutely. You find every single country has like the main mosque that people go to when an international guest comes and arrives. They usually come to that mosque first, and Lakemba is far beyond any other mosque in Australia being the main mosque.
In this area where we are now, this is a large hall with the dome, which we'll go to in detail. Primarily an area for prayer.
Absolutely. The mosque in general is such a meaningful place for Muslims. So you find that sometimes you'll see people sleeping here overnight. Sometimes you'll find classes being held for students. Sometimes you'll find just a general congregation. But generally speaking, the main function is to pray.
And two forms of prayer, both the informal but also the mandatory prayer as well.
Absolutely. So you find Muslims pray five times a day, and every single one of those prayers you'll find several hundred people at this mosque specifically congregating to pray. You find the men downstairs and the women upstairs, but then also there are the non-obligatory prayers, which are the ones that people do and offer as an extra offering to God.
When we look here, there are a series of horizontal lines which are going in front of the main altar area that we're going to look at. These are to guide people in where they stand for praying?
Absolutely. So we try to emulate what the angels do in the skies, and that is that they line up straight in the direction. Well, they have a specific house in the heavens. We have Mecca in Saudi Arabia, modern-day Saudi Arabia. So these lines are parallel facing Saudi Arabia and Mecca.
So if I'm to come in here for mandatory prayer, I first of all take my shoes off outside, I come through the door, and then what?
Okay, so if you're here for the mandatory prayer, you'll hear the call to prayer by the Mu'adhin. He'll make sure that everyone gets together. And as we line up, we offer a voluntary prayer 5 minutes before the main prayer. The Imam comes to the front and all of us follow what the Imam's actions are.
So how do I know where to stand? Because this is a large area. How do I know where I stand?
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us that the closer you are to the Imam, the more rewards you have. So we all line up as close as we can get to the Imam.
And then there is a series of almost like moves, like if I come and there's three people I have to move. Take me through that.
Okay, a good question, I've got to say. So if there are two people, then they're standing side by side with one leading the actions. If a third person comes, a tap on the shoulder is made on both people, so the Imam goes to the front. And so any three or more people means that the Imam is at the front and two people go behind and follow the actions.
And so I could be here and get a tap. What do I do then?
You step backwards.
Really?
Unless you're the Imam. So I'm
Look, we're going to do an exploration of the mosque, so we'll catch you in another little bit time. But for the moment, we're broadcasting from Lakemba Mosque on 702 ABC Sydney. طهره فلا